France are through. It's the first time since 1998. This happened moments ago.
It needs to get away and get back and get behind the ball. There it is. France have done it. The 1998 World Champions are into the 2018 World Cup Final.
Ah, oh, it's going to be big. This time tomorrow, pretty much 24 hours from now, we will know whether England will be going through. Or will it be Croatia? I tell you what, there is an absolute buzz throughout the UK, and any English person living in Australia right now are very, very excited. They're probably very, very nervous, including, I've had him on the radio, I reckon, how many times? Probably three times in the last month or so. I call him my grumpy mate from England, and he'll admit that. His name's Monkey. Good morning, Monkey.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
Oh, there he is. Come on, mate. Fire up for me. Hey, mate, before we chat, let me just... okay, you know what? This will get you a little bit fired up. Here you go. It's coming home. 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 Oh, were you singing there?
It's coming home.
Yeah, I am singing. It's coming. Mate, I'm pumped. I am pumped. Normally when my alarm goes off at 4 o'clock in the morning, it's like, oh, I got to go to work. I'll be jumping out of bed because that's exactly when the game starts, our time, mate. How are you feeling? Are you nervous?
Mate, I am nervous and very excited at the same time.
Do you know what I've liked? All the footage I've seen on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook about the English reactions and, you know, all the memes and the videos that are being made about it's coming home. You're all talking as if, like, really positive. You're not thinking, oh, it's coming home. You're actually very confident. Does it feel like it's meant to be? This is happening. It's coming home. This is going to be a great thing.
Yeah, it does. It does. It's been a dry old time for many, many, many tournaments for England, and we've had some very good players in the past and have done absolutely nothing with it. And this set of players are, on paper, not as good as previous teams, but they are playing as a team, and they've got the whole country behind them, and it's pretty exciting.
David Beckham, I saw on his Instagram the other day, he said that they're actually playing for each other. They're playing for the coach,
yep,
and they're playing for England. And I think it was another one of our mates, Seb, was saying in one of our group chats that it's basically a bunch of no-namers. There's no Beckham, there's no Rio Ferdinand, there's none of these big names. It's a bunch of young guys having a crack and playing for each other. Is that fair?
Yeah, it is fair, and that's probably why it's working, because like 10 years ago when you had Beckham, you also had, like, Michael Owen, and you also had Steven Gerrard and Frank Lampard. There was all these big players, big-name players that played for Man United and Chelsea and Liverpool, and they all basically hated each other week to week playing in the Premier League, and then they'd meet up at the World Cup and didn't even really get on. But this lot seemed completely different to that. And, yeah, they are playing as a team, and other teams probably have better 11s than us, but the way we're playing... We're confident. I wouldn't say we're certainties, but we've got a good chance.
There's been some footage of basically all the motorways, as you call them over there. We call them highways and freeways here. And every square, every high street in England, in pretty much every town, is absolutely dead during the games. Was that the case where you are in Chelmsford, Essex?
Yes, mate, it is. But to be fair, I've been in the pub or hosting people at my house watching it. But, like this Sunday, they're talking about all the shops shutting early if we make the final and people finishing work early. And even the company I work for, as you used to work for, they're all finishing early tomorrow night, ready for the game.
I think I read somewhere. I'm going through my notes here. Here we go. Aldi are letting staff finish early for the World Cup final because it's coming home.
It's coming home.
Yeah. It's coming home. Did you say you're hosting a party? You've been hosting a party at your place, have you?
I have done, yeah.
Jeez, mate, I remember whenever you used to host parties back in the day when I was living over there, when we were working together and I was the top salesman in the company. I remember you were such a grump. You would boot us out the next day by midday. And the first time you did it, I said to Seb, is this guy serious? He goes, yeah, mate, he's fair dinks. Out by midday. It's like, no, I'm probably over the limit. I should get out. I don't care. So what do we used to do just to annoy you? What did we used to do?
Well, to be honest, Shorty, what would happen is we'd get in at 3 o'clock in the morning.
True.
I'd go to bed and then I'd come downstairs and find that you'd eaten a whole block of cheese, a 12-pack of sausages, left the grill on, left the front door open, the fridge door open, and it was just... And by that time, I was quite hungover. So
that is so true. I used to love stealing your sausages. Oh, That was fantastic. Well, mate, if you do host a party, I hope it goes well, and I hope you don't boot everyone out the next day by midday. And I really do hope England win for you guys. I've got some great memories of being over there, and even all our English listeners right now around the Goulburn Valley are crossing their fingers. And, mate, we're going to finish with this, and I want you to belt it out with me, okay? You ready? Great to chat.
Mate,
we're going to a break like this. Let's do it.
It's coming home.
Prime Watch here in the Goulburn Valley is at 95.3 Triple M with Shawnee at, I was going to say 15 minutes past 8. Who says that? It's 8:15. I do that all the time. I don't know what I'm on about sometimes. Glenn Gibson, Crime Prevention Officer. Glenn Gibson joins me again in the studio. Good morning, Glenn.
G'day, Shawnee. Good morning, everyone.
And we've also got in here Damien, who we'll get to in a sec. But good morning, Damien. We're going to be talking about the Cool Heads program. Thanks for your time here at Triple M. Glenn, let's talk about Cool Heads. It's come out of nowhere, actually. I feel like it was a couple of months ago. We were like, okay, we'll get to that in a little while. But it's here, and it's happening next Wednesday night, Cool Heads program. Now, what you told me while that song was playing, Glenn, is that it's not necessarily a statewide or a national thing. Do you think it should be?
I think it'd be it's a very handy initiative for our particular region, and I think it works so well in our region is because it is local. Mm-hmm. It involves local emergency services, local speakers sharing their stories. So I think it works really well in Greater Shepparton. I can't speak for elsewhere, Shawnee, but look, I think every policeman, every emergency service worker has witnessed road trauma.
Yep.
And they've seen how confronting and devastating it is. Look, we go out there and we issue penalty notices. We try to get people to follow road rules. Cool Heads is about preventing all that.
Yep.
In the first instance, let's share stories, show that young people it can happen to them.
For someone that's moved to the Goulburn Valley, say, in the last couple of months, or for someone that's driving through the Goulburn Valley right now and they're sitting there going, Cool Heads, what's that? How would you explain it?
Well, Cool Heads is a young driver program. We talk about young drivers because our 16 to 25-year-olds are overrepresented in our road trauma stats in our area. So 10 years ago, we decided we'd bring some people together involved in emergency services or road trauma and share their stories just to show young people or young drivers, any driver, that, one, it can happen to them, and two, it's preventable if they protect themselves, and if it does happen to them, it's going to be something that stays with them for the rest of their life.
I don't know whether you can look into it, though, but do you find that it works? Have you got any stats or figures to show that it is working? Maybe not necessarily in terms of accidents out there, but the education process or likelihood?
Well, I think people are still dying on their roads today, Shawnee, so it's still relevant, but we are proud of the fact that a young person now in Greater Shepparton is significantly less likely to be seriously injured or killed on the roads. However, as I said, it's a work in progress. Every day someone's going to get their learner's permit at Vic Roads, hitting our roads literally. So we need people to be aware that it can happen to them. And so this is what we're about at Cool Heads.
It's happening Wednesday next week. 6:30 start for a 7 o'clock arrival. Wellsford Street at East Bank here in Shepparton. It's completely free. It is quite confronting and it's educational as well. And someone that's going to be talking there next Wednesday night joins us right now in the Triple M studio. Damien, you've spoken at one of these Cool Heads programs before. And it's simply, just to not beat around the bush, it's because you've been through trauma. You lost your sister and also your elder sister's husband, which is your brother-in-law, many years back. Why do you think these Cool Heads programs are so important?
Well, the most important thing that I try and get out on stage is that the circumstances in which my sister Sue and brother-in-law Michael died, it was literally an accident.
Mm-hmm.
The coroner's report found that there was no speeding, no fatigue, no drugs. It was just they were a victim of circumstance. You know, the other drivers that were involved, they were completely in the clear. So when you put speed, when you put alcohol, when you put fatigue, when you put drugs into the equation, you're turning your vehicle into a weapon that could destroy your life or somebody else's. And this happened when I was 15, so I'm 42, oh God, next week. So I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it's devastated our family, and to this day the effects are still there. I hadn't really dealt with it or thought, you live with it and you think about your sister and you're reminded of it and everything else. But the first time that Glenn asked me to, once he learnt my story, that I actually stood up at Go TAFE and told it, was the first time that I'd really dealt with it as an adult. And it affected me for 2 weeks. I was drained and
after
exhausted.
The talk.
Yes.
Yep.
And not only that, but actually being there and seeing, hearing from the first responders, hearing their stories, hearing the specialists who come up from Melbourne to deal with broken bodies and machines mm-hmm. on our hearing that, it's like, oh my God, now I've got to get up and talk after this.
Yep.
So the first time it really knocked me on my backside. The second time I came back with a little bit more frustration, a little bit yeah. of anger actually, because and Glenn can explain. Court ordered, like, people who are offending on our roads, mm. part of their terms of their punishment is to go to this course.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone from the public can turn up, which is great to hear it, but for those, it's part of their actual sentencing. So I know I've got people who haven't, and I ask at the start, who's chosen to come along, who's been dragged to come along by mum and dad, and who's here because the court said so. And so I really point at them because, you know, your car's not a toy, and every time I hear a burnout, every time I see somebody overtake me on the highway doing 150, I'm just, I get so anxious. My wife travels for work a lot, and I get so anxious mm-hmm. because I know it can happen to you. And when you see it on the news or you see it on the popping up on social media, another life lost on roads, I know what that
yep.
feels like.
Of course.
And your life becomes, I don't want to let it define you, but your life becomes a series of what ifs. When I became a father, I'm just like, well, my two boys will never know their aunt. My sister never, got married, had children. It's just what ifs, what ifs, what ifs. And let's be a little bit more responsible, take responsibility for it, drive to the conditions, slow down. You're not that important.
Mm-hmm.
And let's try and be safe.
Yeah, so that's the type of thing that the guys can expect when you're talking next Wednesday night. If you've just joined us, it's Crime Watch here on Triple M. We're talking about the Cool Heads Young Driver Program. It's all about attitude. It's happening next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at East Bank. That's the type of thing that the guys can expect next Wednesday night, Damien?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've had people who've come up to me after these sort of talks. It's emotional for them.
Of course.
I was completely surprised, completely floored last time. When afterwards there's this person hovering around a mother with her teenage child, and she's like, oh, Damien, sorry, I went to school with Sue.
Yeah.
She had no idea. She had no idea. And, like, I didn't grow up around here. I grew up over at Kerrang. So she came just expecting to see this, and then all of a sudden I'm talking about, like, her classmate. That knocked her on her backside too. And, again, unless you are within one degree of separation of something like mm-hmm. this, it's not going to happen to you. It's always somebody else until it does.
Yeah, and it absolutely knocks you. Glenn, I know one of your colleagues, actually, Troy Hargan, and I'm pretty sure it was. He's very passionate about the Cool Heads program as well. I think he's got a daughter that he... Oh, correct me if I'm wrong here, by the way. I'm just thinking of this now, that he took along to one of these Cool Heads programs. And the words that he's used to describe it is it's quite confronting. Like, it really is. Are we talking images or videos? What type of thing happens at a Cool Heads program?
Well, the key is it's always someone else it happens to. You turn the page, it's someone else. But Cool Heads, you start reflecting for the first time. If I do the wrong thing, I'm distracted. I'm not prepared to drive. It could happen to me. And it doesn't just happen to you, of course. It happens to your whole family, as Damien just spoke about. And they deal with that for the rest of their life. If you get killed on a road trauma, or the other side to think about is serious injury, you could be dealing with stuff for the rest of your life. So, look, it is a simple message. It's not complicated. We have a whole range of emergency service workers talking. We have a magistrate talking. We have, obviously, victims of road trauma talking. It's a great investment of 2 hours. It's free. Just come along. Grab some other people in your life that are important to you that do drive a car as well, and bring them along and just have a bit of positive peer group pressure. We're hoping to have a few of the football clubs and sporting clubs along as well on next Wednesday. So hopefully it's a great community event where we can all sit and think about how we can make our roads safer, and that everyone that heads off on a road can get there safely.
Yeah, I love it. Sporting clubs, footy clubs, also teachers as well from local schools would be encouraged to get along this, and they can obviously pass on that message as well to the elder students that will be getting their licence soon. I love the motto, safe driving for life. It's all about attitude. It's described as, how's this, a thought-provoking, confronting and informative road safety program with advice on a wide range of topics for young drivers. It's presented by Greater Shepparton Police and local agencies. Been talking to Damien. Thank you so much for having a chat here on Triple M. He will be talking next Wednesday night. Kicks off at 7 o'clock for a 6:30 arrival for a 7 o'clock start. It's the Cool Heads program. Crime Prevention Officer Glenn Gibson as well. Thanks for your time on Triple M. We'll chat next week.
Thank you.
Brecky with Shawnee for the Shepherd and RSL. If you join up at the Shep RSL at the moment, $5.50 gets you sorted. Normally $11 to become a social member there. At the moment, she's half price. You're automatically in the running for great prizes and promotions. You get your discounts as well, of course, and you earn your points, which can get you further discounts. It's a win-win at the Shep RSL. Where is he? Here he is. Which microphone? This one. Morning, Billy
you
boy.
You got it, mate. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Better today, mate. The neck yesterday was a shocker.
You did.
I was in pain.
Yeah.
Bad neck.
I felt for you.
Yeah. You really did.
No, I genuinely did. I know I joke around in that, but I did. Because I...
Don't you remember yesterday how you were like, hey, Billy, quick.
You turn around and make your neck worse.
I'd be like, very funny. But, Shawnee, on that, I mean, the neck is better. You were concerned. I'll give you that. I just want to know if you've been having any showers in the studio today.
Like, any what?
Any showers?
What do you mean?
Well, I believe, did the listeners know about the little thing yesterday?
No. Yeah, they do, actually.
They do?
Actually, it's probably, I'm due to give them an update. Yeah, how much trouble did I get in? What did it cost to get fixed?
These things happen, mate.
Some radio stations, as you know, you've been to other radio stations before as well. Some have a no coffee, no drinks, no liquids in the studio rule.
Yep.
Because you can spill...
That's right.
Over the buttons and do damage.
Happens to the best of us, mate.
It happens to the best of us. They reckon everyone once in their radio career does it.
Everyone that I know in radio has done it.
Have you?
No.
Not yet. Touch wood. There's some wood.
I haven't done it, but because I'm a fast drinker, Anita. You notice that? Like, I don't just leave a coffee sitting there. Like,
I'll go bang
straight away.
Mine was a bought coffee. I turned around in a hurry to answer the phone. This is at 5:30 in the morning.
Who's calling you at 5:30?
It was a lovely lady, Julie from Tongala. She was giving me an update on... She probably feels bad now.
send her the bill.
Julie, an update on the B-double that rolled between Shep and Echuca. So it was all good. I mean, but yes, the coffee, we had one of our engineers come here yesterday. He fixed a few buttons. It's all gone. It's fixed. Lucky there was a spare part.
That's right.
Otherwise, it would have cost a lot of money. And guess what? Shawnee didn't get in trouble. It was handled very well by management here. So everyone's like, oh, did you get in trouble? No. No, very mature, and I mean that. It was very well handled. So that's that. Okay, your flooded bathroom, can we get... it's 2 weeks
nice segue.
Now.
No real update at this stage. I mean, the bathroom is still functioning.
Good.
But, you know, it's frustrating not having a full bathroom, if I could say that. But, things have been done. Agents have been pretty quick. So we'll get there. My mum always says, and I think she's right, things could be worse. So you just have to keep that in mind.
I do
get impatient, but I'm getting better at it. And I spoke to Mum last night, and she repeated those words once again. She goes, Billy, it could be worse.
I like your mum.
A lot of people do.
I've never met her, but I like her outlook. The saying,
"Yeah,
perspective is corrective." Have you heard that one?
No, I haven't.
Do you like it?
Perspective
is corrective.
That's a very good... Shawnee, you're really wise.
One of my best mates up in Queensland... And he sometimes listens, actually, through the Triple M app. Yeah, he could be listening right now.
TripleM.com.au.
His name's Michael Jordan.
You've got a friend called Michael Jordan.
Yeah, and, you know, but he was born before Michael Jordan was a famous basketballer, so it was just unfortunate.
I've got a friend called Michael Bolton. Not even kidding. Remember how the movie took the mickey out of it? I have a friend called Michael Bolton. He gets it every time.
Michael Bolton, Michael Jordan. My mate MJ, he taught me that years back.
My mate MJ.
I don't know where we were travelling. I think through... Peru, doing the Inca Trail.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going real deep here. Jeez, wind it back, Shawnee. Perspective is corrective. So, yeah, there you go.
That's a very good one.
Mate, we'll have another chat before 9. I want to find out about your theme train today, and I want to help out the listeners, try and get some clues out of it.
Hardest one that we've ever had. I'm putting my foot down.
Hands down.
It is hands down the hardest one we've had.
Feet down.
If anyone gets this after one song like they did yesterday,
right.
I will be...
Buy them lunch?
Ooh, yeah,
come
why
on,
not?
Yep. Do it.
I'll cook them lunch.
You'll cook them lunch?
I'll buy them lunch. Of course
no,
I will.
No, buy them. Yeah, in and out, nice and quick.
Done.
Right here, Billy Boy. News is next here on Triple M. After that, Crime Watch with Crime Prevention Officer Glenn Gibson here on Triple M.